The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, May 6th. What to know today about COVID-19 trends, where there are improvements, and where it's now getting worse. Also, why the White House said it may get rid of its coronavirus task force, and why some stores are restricting how much meat you can buy. Plus, we're talking travel, Tinder, and Tom Cruise in space. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, there's new evidence the rate of COVID-19 infections is rising around the U.S. and especially outside of New York. Remember, New York City was hit hardest in March and April. But now the city's daily death toll is going down. It's half of what it once was. Yet new outbreaks have emerged. The New York Times reports recently at least 25,000 new cases have been identified almost every day nationwide. To examine the trend, a public health expert from the University of California, Irvine, has been looking at the data in graphs. He says if you include New York in the country's coronavirus reports, he sees a plateau moving down. So it seems things are at least improving. But if you take out New York from the graphs, the plateau goes up. It shows cities and towns across the Midwest and South are starting to get hit hard. Health experts tell the AP they're especially concerned about places like Florida and Texas, where the numbers of new cases have been rising steadily. They say there's still a chance hospitals in those states can get overwhelmed. Just yesterday, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Deborah Birx, said she and her colleagues have been warning governors. She's been urging them not to skip any of the phases in the federal guidelines for reopening. Those guidelines say states should show improvements before moving into each next phase and reopening more. At this point, that's not necessarily happening. Of course, the reopening guidelines from the White House are just suggestions, not laws, and some people feel the financial consequences are too great if they wait any longer. The unemployment rate has been rising at record speeds. In fact, a new poll from Marketplace and Edison Research found Americans' economic anxiety has gone up during this pandemic across nearly all demographic groups and income levels. Still, it seems most Americans continue to support social distancing restrictions. A Washington Post and University of Maryland poll found, while most are okay with grocery shopping now, two-thirds are not ready to shop for clothes at a retail store. Nearly 80% of people said they'd feel unsafe at a gym or sit-down restaurant. It's worth noting, those poll responses were the same in states with both strict and more relaxed rules. More data expected in the coming weeks. The go-to team leading the government's response to this coronavirus crisis may not exist for much longer. The Trump administration is apparently talking about getting rid of the White House Coronavirus Task Force by the end of this month or early June. The team includes the public health experts we've mentioned a lot here on the show, Drs. Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx. The Wall Street Journal spoke to a senior White House official who said the administration wants to shift its focus to, quote, safety and opening, meaning reopening the economy, developing a vaccine, and getting a good testing system out there. President Trump says he might form a new group for that. But top Democrats called it unthinkable the president would shut down the main task force meant to coordinate the nation's response to this pandemic. Either way, Trump promised to continue consulting with doctors and public health officials in the administration, especially if we see another wave of this virus. Trump spoke about the issue as he toured a mask factory in Phoenix, Arizona. He did face some criticism, though, for not wearing a mask himself. All the production workers at the facility wore masks, and a public sign said people are required to wear them in that area. One White House official told CNBC the president was told he didn't have to wear one, though it was recommended. Just last week, Vice President Mike Pence received backlash for not wearing a face covering when he visited the Mayo Clinic. He later called it a mistake. Heads up, you might start to see certain restrictions on how much beef, pork, and chicken you can buy at some supermarkets around the U.S. Costco, Sam's Club, Hy-Vee, and Kroger are all now limiting meat purchases. In a statement, Kroger said we don't need to worry that there's still plenty of meat in the supply chain. It's just trying to make sure people don't panic buy protein and cause a shortage. So what exactly is causing this fear around meat? Well, some meat processing plants shut down as they deal with COVID-19 outbreaks among workers. An agricultural expert at Purdue University told the AP beef and pork processing capacity is down 40% from last year. President Trump did issue an executive order forcing meatpacking plants to stay open, but even still, they aren't able to operate at full capacity since so many workers are sick. Food industry executives say they are working on solutions that could boost the supply in the next week or so. In response, plant-based burger companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods are looking to ramp up their sales. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back in the hospital, but she is still listening to court proceedings from the hospital room. The court announced yesterday Ginsburg was admitted to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She's 87 years old, and right now she's battling a gallbladder infection, but she's expected to be released in the next couple of days. This morning, the court is scheduled to hear arguments in two high-profile cases. One will examine a Trump administration policy. It lets employers get rid of contraception coverage from company health plans. Ginsburg is not planning to miss it, though. The four-time cancer survivor will be listening in to the teleconference. We have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor this week. And I'm always excited to tell you about one of my favorite go-to apps when I need quality but quick information. It's Blinkist. Blinkist is a really unique app that lets me get the best key takeaways, the need-to-know main points from thousands of nonfiction books, but cuts each one down into just a 15-minute read. So it's convenient. I like to read right on my smartphone, but you can actually read or listen on whichever device you prefer. It's great for people looking for some personal or career development or just extra learning throughout your day. For example, check out Richard Branson's The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership, or even read more about topics we talk about here on the show with books like The AI Economy. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. A big step for Disney. The company is reopening Disneyland in Shanghai, China next week for the first time since January. Of course, it'll be taking extra safety precautions like social distancing and temperature scans. Remember, all of Disney's theme parks worldwide were shut down because of the pandemic, and the closures have taken a big financial toll. CNN reports the company's profits plunged 91% in the first 3 months of the year. Overall, travel was the first industry to take a hit, and it's still reeling. Home sharing company Airbnb is laying off about 1,900 employees, which is more than 25% of its staff. TechCrunch reports Airbnb expects its revenue to be half of what it was in 2019. As for U.S. airlines, Reuters reports they're collectively burning through about $10 billion a month right now. And one of Europe's biggest airlines is reportedly losing about $1 million an hour right now. The airline Lufthansa is trying to work out a rescue deal with the German government in an effort to avoid bankruptcy. Well, Tinder users will soon be able to video chat one-on-one with their dates right in the app. Tinder says it'll have the feature ready to go later this year, which could give people the chance to get to know each other better before handing over phone numbers for FaceTime, especially since meeting in person right now is likely not an option. The Verge points out it's a big undertaking for a brand that has millions of users. It can be harder to screen for harassment on video than it is for text messages. Already, though, daily active users and daily swipes on Tinder have reached all-time highs during this coronavirus crisis. Tom Cruise is working with NASA and SpaceX. No, the movie star is not becoming an astronaut, but he is talking about shooting the first movie in space. Deadline reports it'll be some sort of action-adventure film, and it will be shot aboard the International Space Station. The details are kind of vague on whether Cruise will actually travel to the ISS himself, but USA Today reports it's hard to believe he'd pass up this chance since he's a bit of a daredevil and often performs his own stunts. SpaceX founder Elon Musk has not commented on the partnership yet, but he has been pretty busy. He and his girlfriend, Grimes, announced the birth of their baby boy on Monday. When asked on Twitter about the baby's name, Musk gave a series of letters and numbers, and while there are many guesses floating around about how to pronounce it, we're not completely sure. Grimes did reveal the meaning, though. She said it combines X, the unknown variable, with a symbol that she says stands for artificial intelligence or love, and another that stands for the couple's favorite aircraft. So there you have it. Musk tweeted the baby is happy, healthy, and cute as a button. Nike is donating 32,000 pairs of shoes to healthcare workers. ABC News reports it's giving them 2019 Air Zoom Pulse sneakers, which were actually designed specifically for the needs of doctors and nurses. They apparently have a lot of cushioning and good traction, which comes in handy if you're on your feet all day. They'll go to health systems and hospitals in Chicago, Los Angeles, Memphis, and New York City. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today's Work Wednesday is brought to you by the Women's Meditation Network. I've listened to these meditations, and they're great. The host shares relevant and specific messages that are great for everything from reducing anxiety to believing in yourself to falling asleep. She has a friendly, calming, and reassuring voice. Just search for Women's Meditation Network in your podcast app or go to womensmeditationnetwork.com to learn more. So today, we're talking about why working from home could become the new normal even after the pandemic subsides. The reason? Well, a chunk of people say they're actually more productive at home. In fact, USA Today reports 54% of people who responded to a recent survey say their productivity went up since ditching the office. There's a few reasons for that. Some say they have more time because they don't have to commute. Others say they're not distracted by their coworkers, or they save time because they're not stuck in meetings. Keep in mind, while it does have its perks, some people also said they feel lonely working at home, which is a pretty big drawback. Either way, experts say the pandemic will forever change the American workplace since it forced people and companies to try some new things. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making the newsworthy part of your daily routine. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.